Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs. Issue 122. Ben Flanagan of AL.com. Ben Stark of Wondermill Films.
Ben, how you doing?
I'm great, Ben. What's up, man?
Well, we got one good Star Wars movie, and it sounds like that's all we're ever going to get again. So there's been a lot of buzz on the internet over the last week or so, and I kind of thought this was going to be old news, but in doing a little bit of research, it's still buzzing around. So Gareth Edwards is directing a Rogue One movie, which is about is a prequel to Star Wars 1977, in which we learn about the rebels that stole the plans for the Death Star. And there's been this trailer that was released, and it had a very serious tone. It stars, help me out, Felicity Jones. Felicity Jones.
Felicity Huffman.
So everybody seemed to like the trailer. I loved it. And then last week, rumors, or maybe even the week before, rumors came out that, well, there are going to be some reshoots. And then I think in the New York Post, there was a story about, actually, it's not just reshoots. They're going to be reshooting 40% of the movie. Christopher McQuarrie is coming in to help direct. Maybe also Tony Gilroy of Michael Clayton is going to come in to direct. It all but sounded like Gareth Edwards was getting his movie taken away from him because Disney or Lucasfilm wanted a more family-friendly tone, and it was too much of a war film, and they were going to back off of that. And honestly, when we were going to get on the phone to talk about that today, that's what I thought we were going to talk about. And in doing research, there was actually this big Entertainment Weekly article that just dropped, and it was their report on it, according to a source at Lucasfilm, that sounds really reliable and really level-headed about it all, and it sounds like a lot of that has been trumped up. Had you heard this angle of it?
No, please enlighten me and our listeners.
Like I said, everything has been kind of trumped up. The New York Post story had several unconfirmed rumors in it. There's this one tweet by Chris McQuarrie where he said, attention movie bloggers, I'm reading a lot of bullshit rumors right now. If you need a source, you know where to find me. So apparently what happened is that Christopher McQuarrie has been on board for some time as kind of a script doctor, including in production on the film. And the reshoots have been scheduled for the duration of the production. They were originally scheduled for the spring, but apparently they've gotten bumped to later on, not because there are so many reshoots happening, but because of the cast. Because this is an ensemble, and they had a hard time getting the cast back together, so they had a bigger reshoot schedule than usual. It's not uncommon for big movies to have reshoots. Honestly, it's not uncommon for small movies to have reshoots. I'm not the director that Gareth Edwards is, but on my tiny little movies, I always try to make sure I schedule in at least a half a day that's like several weeks out from when we film, so that I know I can get everybody back together and pick up a few things once I get my rough cut put together. So that's not an uncommon thing, and it seems like that's basically what this is. They're being delayed because of actor scheduling. They're being stretched out because of actor scheduling. And the source, apparently, according to Entertainment Weekly, laughed at the idea of 40% of the movie being reshot because they said, we have to have this movie done by December, and there's no possible way we could reshoot that much of the movie and still have a movie out by Christmas. And they specifically said, most of this is people talking in cockpits. Like, that's most of what they're shooting because they're kind of fleshing out some character stuff. So the war tone is not going anywhere, according to this source. There has not been any test screening, and there will never be a test screening for a Star Wars movie. And the only people that have seen the movie are top-level Disney executives that were very happy with it and granted the request of the filmmakers for these reshoots to happen. So Gareth Edwards is still totally in charge of this movie. Tony Gilroy is coming on board to help direct Second Unit, apparently. And he, again, has been... He did script work on Godzilla at the 11th hour. So him and Edwards have a pre-existing relationship, and that's why he was brought in to kind of brush up on some script stuff. So to me, that Entertainment Weekly, and sorry that that was basically just a dump of stuff that I read online, but to me, that put me at ease, and it kind of changed the tenor of the conversation that I was prepared to have about this.
Yeah, so where to start here? First of all, if Disney and Lucasfilm want to lighten the tone of a movie and make it more family-friendly, who better than the director of Michael Clayton to do that and Tony Gilroy? I mean, that right. sounds like the right choice to me. And
or the way of the gun.
Yeah, right. And look, Christopher McQuarrie has at least at this point sure. by now proven that he's a guy who can make some crackling Hollywood entertainment in things like Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, and also, obviously, he wrote Valkyrie, which is, you know, while it's a historical drama about Nazis, it's really super fun. And who knew that that could happen? But so I'm personally, back when we talked about Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, I was ready to hand Christopher McQuarrie pretty much every major franchise and say, look, you're in charge, make it go. So if he's involved, I think that's a good thing. So I don't really care. But, you know, also, look, if in the first place here, if you were looking to make a family-friendly Star Wars movie that stayed in line with the tone that J.J. Abrams had obviously set into motion with The Force Awakens, I'm not sure why you hired Gareth Edwards as your director, a guy who has a very specific tone under his belt with Godzilla, the movie that a lot of people saw, versus his debut, Monsters, which very few people saw but had a similar tone to that movie. So they don't necessarily match up with what Abrams did and what the larger Star Wars universe had created before that. So, you know, big question marks, but going to the reshoots thing and what this quote-unquote source laughed off, I mean, in the wake of this report that had people scratching their heads and worrying and sweating a little bit, it sounds a lot like damage control that perhaps the studio turned around to make people feel better. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know how much they're shooting. If they say they're shooting this much, then whatever. I'm going to take what they tell me, to be quite honest with you, at face value. I don't really care until I see the movie. And when people say that reshoots are happening, like you said, this is pretty common practice in Hollywood, in independent filmmaking. At pretty much every level, reshoots happen no matter the project, good or bad. So it's really no shock. The fact that it's a project like Star Wars and a franchise like Star Wars that obviously has a lot invested in it and has so many fans and eyeballs on it at all times in terms of the production from A to Z and its timeline, then that gets a lot more people talking about reshoots and the negative connotation that exists for those. But look, we haven't seen any cut of Rogue One yet, so we don't know if what they've done is good or bad. Maybe it needs reshoots, and maybe these reshoots are the right thing to do. Maybe this will make the movie better. Maybe it's not a big deal at all. Honestly, my stance on it is whatever the movie ends up being, if it's good or bad, the reshoots won't really matter to me because this is an unfinished product. And once I see the finished product, that's what I'm going to judge. And if I want to incorporate or factor in the reshoots, you know, based on and how that might affect my overall opinion, then I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. But until then, I've seen a trailer like everybody else that was really promising. And I think the biggest question mark here and head-scratcher of all is everybody seemed to have a really positive response to the teaser trailer to Rogue One. And when a few weeks later or months later, when this news breaks that they're reshooting 40% of the movie, they're bringing other filmmakers to help make it all better and lighten the tone and blah, 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 and Gareth Edwards has lost control, then, yeah, it's confusing because of how great the movie looked in the minute and a half that we saw in that trailer. So right now I don't really know what to think, but I think my attitude about it is reshoots are normal, and it's probably important that we don't overreact.
Yeah, and it's so inconsistent, too, with the way that we understood that The Force Awakens was made, you know, which was with craft and love and collaboration and all under the assured guidance of Kathleen Kennedy. And what the negative version of the story, not sure which one is true, obviously, but the negative version of the story really painted Lucasfilm in a light that that seemed totally inconsistent with what we knew that organization to be up to this point, at least since the acquisition, the Disney acquisition. Really, I mean, it sounded so much more like a 20th Century Fox Fantastic Four situation, you know, where they gave a movie to a director who was promising something, and they got what the director was promising, and they didn't want that anymore, and so they tried to change it, you know, and that's what it felt like. And I wonder how much of this narrative from movie bloggers and the film talk culture, I wonder how much of that those expectations have been set by all of these horror stories about these movies spiraling out of control and losing their way and being turned into a hodgepodge. And I think that might have a lot to do. I'm sure the truth is somewhere in between, you know, these stories. There's probably a measure of spin to the Entertainment Weekly report, and there's probably a big measure of hyperbole to the other one. You would wonder why Chris McQuarrie would tweet out something if he could just stay silent about these rumors. And it kind of, I guess what I'm worried about, and I'm with you, by the way, it's the movie's not out yet, so who cares? You know, if this movie doesn't exist, then whatever happens from now, between now and the release date, it doesn't matter if they change the title of the movie and recast everything and make it a Gremlins sequel. The movie doesn't exist until the movie comes out, and that's what we should ultimately judge. But I do think that there's a precedent for these things to be colored by all of this buzz that we have in pre-production and production and before the movie comes out. And I think the biggest lesson that I've learned here is with last year's Ant-Man. I remember when it was a very highly publicized conflict there between, or whatever it was, between Edgar Wright and the studio after he had worked on the movie for so many years. And then he left the project and they brought on Peyton Reed to direct. And when I saw that movie, there's this brilliant moment, two brilliant moments, and it's a good movie overall, and there's these two brilliant moments where a character recalls Michael Peña recalls a bunch of exchanges that he had with other people, and his voiceover kind of fills in the voice of other characters in a flashback, and it's really clever and interestingly written. And whenever I saw it, and I believe Matt and I, when we reviewed the movie on Film Nerds Unlimited, both agreed, well, that's obviously a holdover from Edgar Wright's draft. And then I listened to a Peyton Reed interview, and that was totally his idea. And I felt like a big old dummy in that moment. And I thought, you know what, how arrogant of me to assume that, A, I know the ins and outs of this movie and these directorial decisions just because I have access to the GD internet, you know? And it's one of those things, but because I had that access, it totally colored my perception of Ant-Man, because I thought, well, that's a Edgar Wright touch in a Peyton Reed movie, and boy, I sure wish I was getting that Edgar Wright movie, when in fact I was getting a Peyton Reed movie. And sure, there are probably plenty of other things about that movie that, you know, we would still be wondering what an Edgar Wright Ant-Man would be like, but I'm getting the same feeling here where now that this story is dropped, despite how a lot of it may not be true, I have a feeling that whenever Rogue One comes out, there's going to be a lot of people out there that say, oh, that was probably because of the reshoots, you know, in one scene or the other. And it's so stupid, I guess, of me to be getting bugged about something that somebody might say about a movie that hasn't come out yet. But do you see my concern there and why it might irritate me 6 months ahead of time?
Of course, because we have knee-jerk reactions to the most limited information that exists on the internet. Like, we think we know the whole story based on a tweet that says, Disney orders reshoots for Rogue One. So that must mean that things are going badly and the movie will be bad. I mean, the same thing happened with Suicide Squad recently, where the report came out. Warner Brothers and DC ordered some reshoots to Suicide Squad because of the overly dark tone in light of the success of something like Deadpool, which has humor out the wazoo in an R-rated superhero movie, then that will inform the creative direction and pivoting taken by that studio so that we can be more like Deadpool. And that's just what people assumed, right? Like, that's not necessarily what's going to happen or how the studio really feels. It could be something totally different. And maybe that's the case with this Star Wars movie. Maybe they've seen movies of the same ilk or similar ilk that have had success when they've had, you know, a slightly lighter tone. Maybe that does inform the studio decision. But we just don't know, and we're reacting way too fast, and we have to wait to watch the movie because, again, we can't just assume we know everything about the business, everything about the movie and the job that Gareth Edwards and everybody involved has done. Maybe this is just the slightest thing that has caused the studio to order something that, again, we have such limited knowledge of just in terms of the context of why they've chosen to order any reshoots at all. Again, like, we're so in the dark right now, and all we have to go on is the trailer that they gave us. And now all we have to go on is this news that something might be afoot or something might be amiss with the production or the job that Gareth Edwards did and the fact that Disney might not be happy with what they're getting and its finished product. I have no idea. Again, I go back to the trailer and what I saw, it looks great. It looks like a really cool Star Wars movie. And I was really skeptical about the project from the get-go. It didn't sound interesting to me. Just the story, it just sounded like a place I didn't want to go as a Star Wars fan. The trailer totally changed my mind, and I remain super pumped. If the movie is going to reflect that small sample size of what we have from it, so I'm really not all that worried about it because of how many talented people are involved, including Gareth Edwards, including Kathleen Kennedy. And honestly, I think Kathleen Kennedy knows what the hell she's doing. And The Force Awakens obviously proved that, and she knows what she's doing with Lucasfilm and with this franchise. So, frankly, if she sees something that needs to be changed, I'm guessing that she's also going to consider the best interest of the creative force behind it, that being Gareth Edwards, and they're gonna put their heads together and they're gonna make it work. So again, I look at the people involved and the decisions that have been made and the precedents that exist before it, and I think that we're probably still in good hands.
Yeah, and I mean, she's on the record saying that whenever she took over Lucasfilm, she didn't want to make just a Star Wars movie about anything. She really wanted to focus on Skywalker stories. And then Gareth Edwards came in with this pitch, I think, and she was like, well, now we have to make that movie because it's such a brilliant idea. So this has been his idea from the get-go, from what I understand. So it really makes very little sense for this group of filmmakers to all of a sudden decide that that's no longer what they want, and now they want, you know, whatever. And again, to reiterate, that Entertainment Weekly article says there's no way that they're going to redo or reshoot or remold any of the action scenes. They said that the trailer, that all that stuff is very consistent. That's what's sticking in there. The only thing they're working on is, you know, insert scenes of people talking and deepened character development. And let's all look on the positive side and look at Godzilla, which is a movie I love, but I'm under no illusion that movie has some really thin characterization and some of the performances fall a little flat. So maybe that's something that Gareth Edwards learned and saw his rough cut and said, you know what, I think I may have done something similar to that I did with Godzilla, so it'd be nice to fill some of this stuff in and get some of the actors back and get some writers on here that I know that can really beef this up. So at the end of the day, isn't that what we want? You know, don't we want our filmmakers to look at their movies and say, it's not quite there. Let's keep working on it and not just throw out whatever to meet some arbitrary deadline.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you say look at Godzilla, because I can't look at Godzilla because Godzilla's not in the movie. So
yeah, I hope you're not planning on getting a good look at any of the AT-AT walkers in this one.
No, and I can guarantee you, look, right here now, this is no prediction. I'm going to guarantee you we'll see more Godzilla in this movie than we did in Gareth Edwards' Godzilla. So,
oh, man. See, you were talking about Suicide Squad, and I did not hate on DC. then you're hitting a low blow here. That's weak.
Well, you know, it's fair.
That movie rules. And it's consistent with other Godzilla movies that don't show very much. But we're not going to get into that. That's a different show. Whenever we review the sequel, that he's not correct. Cool, man. Well, I'm glad that I'm with you, and I guess I need to apologize to the thread for getting wrapped up in this. I'll blame Matt for getting me all riled up about this news, and because it really seemed like bad news. But I think hopefully cooler heads will prevail, and it seems like there's no reason to freak out the way that everybody is. And I am just as highly anticipatory for this movie as I was before all of this stuff hit.
It's probably going to suck, though.
For more Film Nerds Unlimited, go to filmnerds.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter. If you like what you hear, rate and review our podcast on iTunes. Keep an eye out for the next issue of Film Nerds Unlimited, coming soon.